The sun slipped down behind the tarp roofs, and day laborers are streaming home from 10-hour days, ferrying materials to office buildings under construction, or trimming thorny bougainvillea on the manicured campus of a nearby private school. On this particular web of slum lanes, the caste lineage of most of the workers is Dalit, the untouchables of old. Most months, their financial situation boils down to what people around here call earn and eat. But for 2 years, the workers here set aside what little they could for bricks and mortar. And now they have a deep blue room, about 5 meters square, that stands distinct from all the other hand-built rooms in the slum. A temple devoted to Buddha in a Mumbai slum. This particular sacred spot is tucked behind a scrap dealer's. In the West, the Buddha is often seen as the original impersonal man, the extinguisher of his own personality. Indeed, after attaining his enlightenment, it's said he referred to himself as Tathagat, gone. But in modern India, paradoxically, the Buddha has helped hundreds of millions of low-caste citizens to be the opposite of gone or invisible. His ideas have allowed them to be newly present, to step outside the Hindu caste system's iron cage. Here, in this temple, put up more than 10 years ago, everyone is equal.
काफी मेंबर हैं यहाँ पर
So people from many different backgrounds came together to build.
Contribute capital and stay the this man.
Everyone contributed money, time, labor to build it. So it was very much a local group building, community. Buddha ne caste ke baare kya bola? What did Buddha say about caste?
वो caste के बारे में कुछ नहीं, एक ही धर्म है बौद्ध.
So he has no caste, ne?
No caste.
Buddha is the first of 50 Indians I've chosen for this series. We'll be moving through a wealth of cultures and traditions, from ancient history to the age of global entrepreneurs. And as we go, I'll be doing more than bringing you closer to remarkable individuals who've shaped India and sometimes the world. I'll also be exploring their multiple afterlives in contemporary India and considering how collective memory, or its absence, illuminates many of the conflicts and astonishments of India today. The Buddha was born Siddhartha Gautama more than 2,000 years ago near India's northern border with Nepal. He turns out to be more interesting than the popular image, the sweet, sage, plump guy in the lotus position, half smiling. The founder of what is now the fourth largest religion in the world, creator of an ethical philosophy that's rightly been called one of the turning points in the history of civilization, he was also a political thinker. Today he's often seen as challenging existing beliefs about caste, language, and even gender, subjecting them to the scrutiny of reason. Or is that just another modern incarnation? Charles Halisi, professor at Harvard University's Divinity School.
In the 21st century, we often think that the Buddha was someone who was overturning the social order that he found around him. But when we look at the historical record, that seems less certain than we might hope for. It was a time in which people were willing to be open to all kinds of new possibilities, and he was in that mix. He was someone who was doing something that was different. Whether he stood out as a revolutionary, I think is not certain. My own opinion is that it's probably less likely.
The landscape of ancient India is shot through with revelations, like the Ajanta Caves here, a gallery of wonders carved into the rock face. It's a foggy, dispute-ridden landscape too, with sources scarcer than for any other great civilization. But as elusive as some aspects of Buddha's life remain, I'd argue that he's the first recognizable complex individual in Indian history. Civilization on the Indian subcontinent dates back around 2,500 years before the Common Era. The composition of the oldest sources of Hindu belief, the Vedas, are placed roughly a millennium later. These mysterious verses about
sample complete. Ready to continue?